Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 23rd of March, the 82nd day of 2026, with 283 days awaiting us on our journey to 2027. Many of us believe that every day is a bonus, another opportunity for exploration and discovery, to parse out the differences between form following function and vice versa, to verify the indomitability of the human spirit, to review what has worked well and what has not, and to be thankful for another chance to modify our perspective, as poet E.E. Cummings was doing 74 years ago while composing the 1952-1953 Charles Eliot Norton Lectures at Harvard University had hired him to deliver. He would publish them under the title of Six Non-Lectures, in which he early on says, "I immediately recognize three mysteries, love, art, and self-transcendence, or growing." And Cummings refers to a non-hero in a play Cummings had written titled Him, and that the non-hero mutters and remutters, "An artist, a man, a failure, must proceed." Proceed, not succeed, Cummings clarifies, because the most important aspect of the process, he reminds us, is the challenge to self-discovering. This past Thursday, I rode one of my motorcycles down to Falmouth for service. Various weather forecasts were predicting partly sunny to overcast skies and no precipitation, though suddenly for a 10-mile stretch on I-295, fore and aft of Bodenham, flurries quickly became enough of a significant squall to turn the previously tawny landscape white and the roads borderline slushy. Fortunately, the knobby tires on my bike provided a measure of traction that allayed my fears, despite my needing every 10 seconds to use my gloved left hand to wipe the built-up snow from the face shield of my helmet so that I could see. When the ordeal ended after about 10 minutes, I so welcomed the sort of dry pavement that opened ahead of me for the final 20 or so miles into Falmouth. On the cusp of the spring equinox, I told myself, one shouldn't expect anything much different. Besides, that little unexpected adventure was truly life-reaffirming. Apparently, March wants to make sure none of us forget that it's not gone by yet. And for those of us who have still to properly acknowledge March's presence, here's Emily Dickinson's poem, posthumously titled by its first line, as collectors have seen fit to do, "Dear March, Come In," or by its number in the collection, 1320. "Dear March, come in. How glad I am. I hoped for you before. Put down your hat. You must have walked. How out of breath you are. Dear March, how are you? And the rest, did you leave nature well? Oh, March, come right upstairs with me. I have so much to tell. I got your letter, and the birds, the maples, never knew that you were coming. I declare, how red their faces grew. But, March, forgive me. And all those hills you left for me to hew, there was no purple suitable. You took it all with you. Who knocks? That April. Lock the door. I will not be pursued. He stayed away a year to call when I am occupied, but trifles look so trivial as soon as you have come. That blame is just as dear as praise, and praise as mere as blame." For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Margaret of Anjou, Adelaide of France, Fanny Farmer, Joan Crawford, Akira Kurosawa, Werner von Braun, R.H. Harris, Roger Bannister, Craig Breedlove, Rick Ocasek, David Grisman, Chaka Khan, and Moses Malone. And with noteworthy historical significance, today in 1743, Georg Friedrich Handel, Messiah, premiered in London's Covent Garden. Today in 1775, Patrick Henry, a major slaveholder in Virginia and a major figure of the American Revolution, delivered in Richmond a speech featuring the phrase, "Give me liberty or give me death." Today in 1806, explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, having reached the Pacific Ocean, began their return to St. Louis, Missouri, from whence they had begun their journey in 1804. Today in 1839, the first recorded use of OK, all correct, or all correct, appeared in the Boston Morning Post. And today in 1857, in the E.V. Hogwatt department store in New York City, Elisha Otis installed his first commercial elevator. Heavenward tonight in the western sky around midnight, our waxing crescent moon will appear across from the bright orange star Aldebaran of the constellation Taurus the Bull, as well as above the Pleiades star cluster, also known as the Seven Sisters. Tomorrow night, look for our moon to be keeping company with the bright planet Jupiter and the bright stars Betelgeuse and Aldebaran on the left and Capella on the right. And Wednesday evening in the south sky, we'll have our first quarter moon, a waxing gibbous moon appearing near the constellation Gemini twins Castor and Pollux. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this first official week of spring, the 13th full week of 2026, and the fourth week of March. Keep the faith.